Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota State Jackrabbits football team is on a roll as they defeated Kennesaw State last weekend in the quarterfinal round of the FCS playoffs. The score was 27-17. This week, they face a familiar foe in North Dakota State University, a team SDSU lost to in a tight battle during the regular season in the annual clash for the Dakota Marker. SDPB's Nate Wack had a chance to chat with SDSU head football coach John Stiegelmeyer about his team's preparation for the semifinal round game against the rival Bison.
I'm joined right now by John Stiegelmeyer, the head coach of South Dakota State University. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing super. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well, Coach. And, you know, you guys got a big game coming up this weekend. What are some things that you guys are doing to prepare for North Dakota State on Friday night?
Well, we're working hard, yeah, no doubt. Every game week is an intense week. But feeling-wise, I'm extremely proud of our football program. Extremely proud of our coaches that not only lead guys as football players, but as men, and to be in a program that second year in the semifinals, I think says a lot about SDSU football.
You know, and Coach, you know, you just mentioned it, 2 years in a row, you know, you guys are back at the semifinal round here of the FCS playoffs. This is something that a lot of teams don't get to experience. You know, making it to the playoffs alone is big. You know, you lose a Jake Winicky, you lose a Dallas Goddard, but you guys still have a lot of depth. To get back to the semifinal round, that's got to be really rewarding.
It is. It is. And there's so much talk at the start of the season about the guys we lost. And I understood that. And our players probably understood that. But I also think it fueled them to do what they've done so far and have a great season. Not a chip on their shoulders, but just the tradition and the expectation of Jackrabbit football.
You guys got NDSU this weekend, a team that you guys all obviously play on an annual basis. You've had experience playing them in the playoffs before. You know, 21-17 during the regular season up in Fargo, you guys played a pretty good game. You did, you know, there were some things that you guys did defensively that slowed down NDSU a little bit. What are some things that you took away from that first meeting, and what are you guys kind of looking at with the second one?
Well, I think the main thing you take away from a game like that is in a hard-fought game, every play is ultimately a game changer. And there were, you know, four or five that had to go in our direction instead of North Dakota State's, we'd have surely won the game. And I'm sure they'd say there's some plays that would have made it an easier victory for them. So what do we use this time around? We know them so well. And they know us, you know, it's not like we don't game plan, but it's really honing in on being great at your base defense and great at your base running plays, handling the noise up there, because that is a phenomenal environment for their football team. And then just being ready when the play is run, that potentially win the game on the play you're out on the field.
Two Missouri Valley teams have made it to the semifinal round. Obviously, South Dakota State is one, and North Dakota State is the other. Coach, what does this speak for the conference when you have two teams from the same conference that are able to get this far into the playoffs? And, obviously, this isn't something that's new because it also happened last year where we had two Missouri Valley conference teams as well that made it to the semifinal round.
But it's really proof of what has been said all year long and for a number of years in a row that the Missouri Valley Football Conference is the best FCS conference, and to have two of us left, I think is proof of that. Now, not many teams got in, but we beat up on each other this year. You know, you can look at the computer rankings, you know, where it becomes objective and we're ranked ahead of some FBS conferences. So it's a great league. It's a great level of football. And there are great players, like you said.
It's going to be a little bit of a different atmosphere for you guys this week because it's going to be indoors in a controlled climate. You guys have had some games in sleet this year. You've had games in snow. You've had games get canceled because of thunderstorms. You had rain last week. All the weather and stuff that you guys have went through and all these outside things that could potentially be distractions, your team has handled it pretty well. What do you tell your guys when there are these unfavorable weather conditions?
Well, other than lightning, we embrace the weather. You know, you got to play in it. You're going to play in it. The USD game was the second coldest, I think, in the history of our stadium. It rained all day long at Kennesaw during that game. You know, we had a blizzard in our Duquesne game, and our guys walked out of the locker room and said, "We get to play football." You know, they were excited about it. So we just try to take a positive approach to everything, and weather's included in that.
Your guys' game last weekend against Kennesaw State, 27-17. You know, there were some moments in that game, Coach, that, you know, it did tighten up a little bit, but ultimately you guys prevailed. What were your thoughts on that game in general?
Well, I thought we played really well a lot of times. I thought our special teams had a huge impact in the game, and that it seldom gets talked about, but to out-punt them by almost 14 yards a punt, out-kick off and kickoff return them by almost 14 yards, you know, all those things are hidden yards and hidden offense or defense, if you will. And so I thought Taryn Christian played a really good game again. You know, we had some guys rise up and make plays. But I tell you what, we're playing the number 14 in America. We were ranked number 5, and it wasn't going to be easy, and it wasn't easy.
You know, you mentioned it, Coach Taryn Christian. As a senior, what has he meant to this program? I know you've had a lot of great players that have come through, especially players that have come through and played quarterback. But Taryn Christian, he seems to be pretty special for you guys.
Yeah, he's set all the records here at South Dakota State. He's set a bunch of records in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. Again, we just talked about how good a conference, how good of players there are. What has he meant? He's probably a better leader and a better person than he is an athlete, and he's a phenomenal athlete. I mean, guys respect him. He's even keel. He'll lead you one by one or by the whole group. And then obviously making plays, he's been just a difference maker for us. So glad he's on our football team.
And, you know, Taryn Christian, obviously a big-time name here in South Dakota, as he had a lot of success in high school playing football for Sioux Falls Roosevelt, and then obviously stayed in state for his collegiate career at South Dakota State University, and he seems to be taking full advantage of all of the opportunities that he has been given. Coach, I do want to transition over to the atmosphere of the Fargo Dome on Friday night. This one's indoors. You've played there before. It does get loud. This is a semifinal playoff game. It's the last game of the year that will be in the Fargo Dome because the national championship game obviously is at a neutral site. What are you guys doing to prepare for that atmosphere that you will likely see on Friday night?
Well, we're practicing indoors, and that's, you know, we have a great indoor facility. And we're using noise. We have our own CD of crowd noise. So I think we can somewhat simulate how hard it's going to be to communicate. But many of these guys have been up there. You know, we beat them 2 years ago up there. We lost this last year, or 3 years ago up there. We lost this last, or this season, I should say. It's not easy, but we're used to it. It's not going to catch us off guard. We'll put it that way.
I do have one more question here for you, Coach, and then I'll let you go. News broke last night. North Dakota State head coach Chris Klieman will be departing North Dakota State after this year, and he'll be going to Manhattan, Kansas to coach Kansas State. You guys have played against each other, obviously, as you've noted. What kind of coach is he? What are some experiences that you've had coaching against him? And is there anything that, you know, any thoughts that you have about him kind of moving on to the next chapter of his life?
Well, I'm happy for him. Happy for him and his family. I texted him that last night when I heard about it. I mean, it's a phenomenal opportunity. It's a unique opportunity because the athletic director, Gene Taylor, was the athletic director at North Dakota State. So he's somewhat going into a more comfortable situation than he would be if he doesn't know the people inside and out. What kind of coach is he? He's a great coach. He's run a program that is first class, both on and off the field. He is first class on and off the field. He's a treat to visit with when we cross paths at the conference meetings. And, you know, my dad taught me on the farm, work hard, be a good person, and good things will happen. And I think he's an example of that. He's worked very hard, worked his way up in coaching, and now he's getting to pursue his dream at Kansas State.
All right, Coach. Well, North Dakota State on Friday night, 7 o'clock, ESPN2, nationally televised game. Best of luck, Coach.
Thanks. Take care.